Greetings and Yahweh Kagwego. You're listening to Gyno. If you're tuning in for the first time today, Gyno is the Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and each week we take a listen to some incredible music from different indigenous artists from across Turtle Island. For the next hour, you're invited to pull up a chair, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy some Inuit soul music. Stephen Kachung Blanchett is a Yupik artist from Alaska who's been indigifying the music scene along with his brother Philip and longtime friend Aussie for nearly three decades as Bamyoa. They're a globally renowned award-winning band whose sound is best described as Inuit soul or tribal funk. Take your pick. In early July 2021, Kachung released his first solo album called Mew. It's an album featuring a lot of outstanding collaborations and one you can just press play and let go. It's an honor to have Kachung on the show, and kicking off our listening today is the track Summertime. Turn it up and sing along. You're listening to Gyno.
I'm climbing to the top. We're gonna look at the mountain. Time comes and I'm gonna go here. I'm certain with my friends we're gonna eat top ramen, 'cause summertime comes and I'm gonna go here. Sunshine so bright, and you, summertime comes and your sunshine so
Chung's solo album. The album's called Mew. It was released July 10th. I do have the great good fortune of being joined on the line with one of the innovators of tribal funk. Good day to you, Kachung. How are you doing today?
Awesome. So this is so great. Good to talk with you and tell you, you know, like little stories about the project and all that. So really happy to be here, brother.
For listeners who are just now tuning in, Kachung and his brother Philip have been at the forefront of indigifying the tribal funk scene. They've been performing as Bamyoa for over 20 years now. But before we go any further, I was wondering if you could do me a big favor and tell listeners out there a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, my name is Kachung. You know, also known as Steve Blanchett. I grew up in a small community in the western part of Alaska, the southwestern part called Mumperishup. I'm Yupik, and I'm also African-American, Black. My father's from Philly, and my mom's from Nunapitchok, a small little village, the western part of Alaska. And that kind of was the genesis of the music, was just to really bring together our identity, right, our culture, and our mixed heritage. So that was the genesis of Bamiwa. 27 years now we've been, performing together and sharing that message of unity and togetherness, and just being proud of who you are and cultural identity. That's, that was it. That was the main reason why we did it all those years ago. And it's, just to spread that message of being proud of your culture, proud of your language, part of your place of where you're from and all that. Just that was it. And those messages so many years ago, and it's still that message now.
Needless to say, as you were kind of mentioning, music played a really prominent role in the Blanchett household. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It was very much a part of our upbringing and musical family. We grew up watching my mom, right? My mom performed traditional dancing, and she was traveling to all these places around the world, and I guess we just kind of followed in her footsteps. And then back in the day, my dad was a music promoter. That's kind of how he was making money to pay for to college, was just kind of putting bands together and putting music together and just getting it out there to bars and all that. So he had this musical background. So I guess it was kind of destiny.
That's definitely a given. Now, so you and your brother started Bamiwa, you said about 27 years ago, and it's well-established fact you guys incorporate a lot of the traditional Yupik songs. Now, when you started doing this, and I know there are always different attitudes from nation to nation and community to community, was there any kind of blowback when you started funkifying some of these traditional Yupik songs?
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, it was, we were nervous. We were, I ain't gonna lie to you. I mean, when we first came up with this idea, it was actually, we just kind of stumbled on it. I was getting married and I wanted to dance at my wedding. And Philip was really involved with the local dance group in Anchorage. So he knew these dances, and I wanted to, at my wedding to get up there and do some traditional dancing. And when he was showing me this one song, and I was, okay, I'm learning it, and I was just singing, but just being the goofy guy I am, I just started throwing harmony on top of it, and we just kind of looked at each other like, whoa, that sounds kind of cool. And so we just kind of practiced this one song, just in my living room there, and we drove over, like, let's go show Dad. So we drove over to my dad's house and brought him down to one of the kids' room, my little brother's room, mm-hmm. and like, closed the door. I was like, Dad, listen to this. And so we started singing, and he was like, wow, okay, you guys got something. You guys got something special. This is different. And so, we were like, no. He was like, yeah, you can do something with this. You can, make albums and go on tours and, do some videos and all this. And he got us all jazzed up and all hyped up, and we were like, oh, my God, yeah. And so from there, we showed my mom, and we weren't sure, how the community would really react. But folks showed, some of the elders in community there in Anchorage, they loved it, and so we got their blessing. And so we were like, okay, all right, let's just do this. We went over to Bethel, my hometown, Mumperishtok. Mm-hmm. There's a dance festival called the Jemai Festival, so we went over there and went to the promoter of the festival, like, hey, we'd like to come up and do some songs. And we weren't on the schedule at all. And, and we went to Linda Curta, and we're like, hey, we got this idea, do these songs. And she was like, okay, well, let's have you come up on stage. And so we did that. And when we did the song called Jaya Kanakwa, so we started singing it, Jaya Kanakwa, the regular way, right? Jaya Now, and then we hit this harmony. Then we went, and that moment we hit that harmony, the entire audience stood up and just started cheering. And we were like, oh my God. I mean, my hairs went on, the back of my neck went up, and it was just one of the most emotional like amazing experiences. And we, right in that moment, right then and there, we knew that we had the blessing of our community. And yeah, that was it. We went on from there.
Well, I got to tell you, even 30 years later, you relating that origin story of Balmioa raises the hairs on my neck. This is already an electrifying conversation, and I can't wait to get back into it. We got a lot to talk about today, so at this time, we're going to get back into the listening. Now, for listeners out there across this great land, before the hour's up, I got one from my Boricua sister, Taina Asili, coming your way. Also, we're going to travel on over to Australia with one from Donovan in the putbacks in this first block. I also have a recommendation from Kachung. It's going to be the Dat coming up at closing this block, but coming at you right now. You're invited to turn it up and sing along with the opening track from Mew, released July 10th. The song's called The Gathering, and you're listening to Gyno.
Wanagu yisling kitch got neek. Which of Kunach just got quantach igawayakonach touch hun. Stu ga hutti, which hun ye houtti. It's a hun that got you on, could Sayana, huh? Like a dakla gun, tana dakusi tongue. Sigu yaki ye ha ani, ah, suits hun dekina, yadu hut, ah.
Yananandi Yarian Mitichi happy you're not older tungari ngapi yana
We did it for hip hop. Spit from the lip with a kick and a rim shot. Off of the rip, boom, bip. When the pin drops, stack it up brick by brick. With my lift off, back it up, zip by zip in a ziplock. Living off grid while hit it in a print shop. Universe watching the world from a wristwatch. Planetary space, earth spinning on a tick tock. Pick it up some work cause it's dirt cheap. Bars in my words speak. Pin game sharper than a bird's beak. Going really far in my car, but a derby. Conscious if the road's rocky, you're curvy. Brought up in a turkey, holler if you heard me. Got it when it's early, caught up in a hurry. Follow on my journey, all my relations. Songs for the nations, on and off reservations. Rock with the cadence, honor the sacred. Download the album, put it on your playlist. Acoustic music, back to the basics. No set date, this'll last through the ages.
lives on with your omelet. Locked in the cockpit, conquer the gauntlet. Off of the top, strut popping and locking. Dropping some conscious thought to my conscience. Off of the top, time I hop with a dropkick. Launch like a rocket, talk with the rock grit. Not with the nonsense, rock till I'm nauseous. Not stop moving on, walking with God's gift. Won't rock it all if the song's out of key. Pop the bottom by the beat, I'm not about to pee. Couldn't go wrong with the drummer on the beat. You wanna turn up, turn the throttle to the speed. We started from the bottom, now all of us are free. I was a little seed farm, falling from the tree. Knowledge was the key, from a combo with a team. We'll prosper as I honor to a beat. To the beat, y'all, don't stop, y'all. Rock, rock, y'all. Chief, chief, y'all. Top shot, y'all. Not stop, y'all. I'm rapping full speed, no lock, y'all. Gotta dip when I'm skipping with the hot sauce. I'm in the whip and be winning at all costs. No time for breaks or a long pause. Yeah, we always on tour, moving non-stop. Let's go. Sound off with the beat drop. Dance if you're in the mood. Move till the beat stops. Rap with no interlude. Jazz with a different tune.
It's Dedet, an opener from their self-titled album released back in April 2018. It's one of Kachung's recommendations today. If you're just now tuning in, I'm joined on the line with Stephen Kachung Blanchett, and we're talking about his brand new solo album, Mew. We got a little bit caught up on the origins of his groundbreaking band, Bamyoa. They've been together for almost 30 years now. They've won multiple awards and are true game changers in the indigenous music scene. Now, as I was mentioning, at this time, Kachung, I want to spend a little bit more time talking specifically about Mew, but first, before going any further, Dedet, and tell me a little bit about these guys. It's my understanding you are even on the road together right now, yeah?
Yeah, we just finished up a couple shows with them. We played, we just finished up playing over in Albuquerque and in Santa Fe, and these brothers are so amazing. The first time I saw them was in L.A., and they were showcasing as a part of the WA, Western Arts Alliance showcase. And I mean, I was just blown away. And then I got the chance to see them in New York showcasing at APAP. And then and we brought them to Juneau. So I've got a chance to see them perform in my, you know, where I'm living now in my town, Juneau, where I've transplanted from Anchorage. And they rocked our town. So I was just like, oh, God, these guys are amazing. So I'm so glad you played them and sharing them to the world.
Thank you for sharing that recommendation with me. I do have another one of yours coming up before this hour is through. And now let's get back into the conversation. All right, we're talking about Mew. Is this your first solo album?
This is it. This is the first one. You know, this is a project I've been working on for, oh gosh, a little over 3 years. It's when I, you know, went into the studio. And I wanted, it was supposed to be released in 2020, but you know, that everything changed, right?
Right, sure.
So we just kind of sat on it for a little bit, and my producer and I, Alan Nielsen, who's a longtime friend of mine, he's Yupik from the community of Dillingham, and he's been our longtime sound guy, right? He's been making us sound good and look good on stage for many, many years, and I was talking to him about, you know, this idea that I want to do a solo album, and he was like, let's do this. So we went, and basically we kind of went into his studio at his home and started laying down tracks. And I was flying homies from Greenland, from Denmark, and some of the longtime collaborators that I've been working with. So, you know, and when we paused on it for a while, that's, in a way, it was kind of a blessing, because that gave me the chance to really think about this project and what I really wanted to do. And what I really wanted to do was to really kind of uplift some of these artists, these up and coming emerging artists that I've been, you know, watching over the years, the last couple of years. And that was Air Jazz, Arius Hoyle, a young think and black rapper, hip hop rapper. And he raps in Think It, right? It was, I mean, I was like, okay. And that's The Gathering, right? And you rap Think It on The Gathering and on that day as well. And another gentleman I wanted to work with was Spring Nikolai. And so he's from my area. He's Yupik. And, you know, he's really well known with I Sing You Dance and just really being a great ambassador for our culture. And so I was like, hey, bro, and let's throw down some stuff. So when things started opening up a little, you know, a little more, I was like, all right, let's jump in the studio. So I flew into Anchorage and got him into the studio over at Alan's house. And he threw down on our stories and rapping in Yupik. And I'm just like, oh, just being blown away. And then another artist that I wanted to work with, Akumatu, Allison Warden. and she's an amazing Inukbek hip hop artist. And so this got our chance to just work with her. And then that's when, you know, when I was like, all right, let's do some more. And that's when I got in touch with Delbert Anderson from Didat. Hmm. And then he threw down horns on three of my songs. And that I was just like, that wouldn't happen if it wasn't for the pandemic, because I would have released in 2020. But just sitting on it gave me the opportunity just to really think about what I really wanted to do. And that's how all that, those amazing artists I got to work with. It was beautiful.
I love the serendipitous way that things tend to work out like that. And I'm, for one, certainly glad that it didn't come out until now. One of the problems that I had today was enjoying all of the albums so much that I had a difficult time choosing the playlist for our listening today. But one thing that I did notice, and this helped out a little bit, that you do have a couple brand new music videos, one of which is On That Day. And it was really nice to see the Balmyoa mask making an appearance. In fact, the whole video is about masks. And that's going to be our next song that we listen to. I was wondering if you could take listeners a little bit through this experience.
Oh, man. Yeah, On That Day. I have this good friend of mine. His name is Donnie Reardon, and we grew up together in Mumpleyshook. And he's an awesome author. He's authored several books, and he's done some screenwriting for movies. And so I was like, I sent him the song, and I was like, can you script something for me, bro? And I sent him the song, and I was like, I kind of want it to be in COVID time. So I was like, I want to have a kind of a speakeasy place that I'm coming to do a show. You know, I want masks, COVID protocols. You have to go in and you have to wear masks. Yeah. I want it to be indigenized. And he just wrote this amazing script for the music video. And then I contacted the gentleman, Josh LaBoca, who did the music video for The Gathering. And I sent him the script, and he just sat on it and created an amazing shot list from that script that Donnie created. And it was just a beautiful collaboration of just people I respect. And that's how that happened. And to have Arius Air Jazz throw in his beautiful skills on the song, you know, it was, and he's wearing the big, big mask, right? And it was just, those masks were donated. It's a mix of Balmyoa masks and then a good friend of mine that I've got to know in Juneau, Abel Ryan, and he's a mask carver. And I was like, and I told him the project, and he was like, and he just started taking masks. That one of the masks that's in there is actually the very first mask that he ever carved. Oh. And, you know, so it's like really, really special, special mask. So we had about, you know, I called up, you know, some of my friends in Juneau, like, idea, we're gonna be wearing masks, and this is the concept, and everyone jumped on board. And my wife is there, she's the one wearing the chill cat mask, and you can't come in here, you gotta, you know, have a mask on. And I'm like, you know, and I'm kind of confused and like, what? Okay, yeah, that's how that came to be. And it was just really an awesome collaboration with just amazing, talented people.
This is an amazing video. Listeners, you got to go check it out. Not yet. Wait till the end of the show, because we have a lot more listening coming your way before our time with you is up. We are going to get right back into the tunes at this time. Before the hour's through, one from the Julian Taylor Band. I also have some Sober Junkie for your listening pleasure coming at you right now, though. It's On That Day. It's the track we were just talking about from Ka Chung's Mew. Turn it up and sing along. You're listening to Gyno. Thank you.
place.
Today's temperate rains pours, we temperate rainforest, the emperor's rainforest, remember this day for. The eagle wolf is huffing and puffing, he's bluffing while stuffing the muffin down his skull like nothing. If the gog wants on a donna from Kuna, this glue chas, Gucci, Yana, Men, and Una. This is for the Tongus, not Christopher Columbus, northwest, southeast, compass.
I thought you loved me, I'm so scared to believe.